This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How exciting is this for you, and what does it mean to sign this long-term deal and know that you're staying in Buffalo for the next 4 years?
Well, it just means that hard work definitely pays off. Through all the mistakes and all the growth, all the ups and downs, that I have an organization that believes in me, you know, and it starts from the Pagulas down to the GM, down to the head coach, down to my position coach, then to mom and pop, you know, and it's just a blessing.
And what does it mean to you to be here with this team that's, you know, they're really building stability here, especially yesterday, locking in Sean McDermott? You know, what does that mean to you to be a part of what they're building here?
Well, it's, once again, it's just a blessing to be a part of it. You know, and McDermott, he came in here and he just preached, trust the process, respect the process, respect your peers, and believe in yourself. And to see that the Pagulas had locked in our head spear, which is Sean and McDermott, it just shows that we're all preaching what we say, and you know, we're just taking it one step at a time. And I'm just glad that they had me in their vision, and I'm just a piece to the end puzzle.
Thanks, Deion. Congrats.
You're welcome. Thank you, Heather.
Deion, man, congrats on the new deal.
What up, Mark? What up, Marcel? Thank you, brother.
Yeah. What kind of message do you think this sends to the locker room, though? You're the first player from that foundational class of 2017. To be taken care of. What does that say? What does that say to a locker room when they see somebody like you getting taken care of?
Well, first, it shows a lot of respect to Coach and McDermott and to the organization as a whole. Because once again, they are big on what they preach. And if they're going to walk around here and speak on, we're going to take care of our players, trust the process, you know, just treat guys with and respect, take care of yourself, and do right by others. This just shows that they're not BS, and that they mean exactly in what they say, and they are doing exactly in what they say. And I'm just glad that, once again, I'm just a part of it, and that I've did enough on my part just to show them that Deion Dawkins is somebody that and we want here because of what he does on the football field and also in what he does off.
And quick follow-up for that. I mean, 4 years, that's franchise left tackle. I mean, when the team looks to you and says, this is our franchise left tackle, what does that mean to you?
It just means that it's time to go earn it. You know, it's definitely time to go out there and earn every penny of it and just to believe in yourself and continue to just take it one day at a time. It just gives me just that much more and respect. And it just shows that the respect that they had for myself, that, listen, this is our franchise and left tackle, and Deion Dawkins is a piece that we can build around and we can continue to win games with. And it just means a lot to myself. It means a lot to being a pro that, listen, I have a billionaire organization that believes in the kid from Rahway, the kid from Temple, the second round in draft pick, the guy that nobody thought could be a left tackle, and here I am.
Hey, well, congrats once again, man.
Hey, thank you, Marcel.
Hey, Dion, Matt from Syracuse.com. Thanks for taking the time. Congratulations.
Thanks. What up, Matt?
Not much. Is this something where, you know, you've said it when you've been asked over the last 2 years about, you know, the impending contract? You know, it's something that's, I think, as rookie players get to the end of their deal, it's something that constantly gets asked of them. To have this out of the way now and to be able to kind of focus on things, is that kind of like a relief for you? Or is it something that, no matter what, you always thought it was going to get done?
Honestly, eventually it was going to get done. Whether it was here, whether it was wherever else, man. Like, I knew that as I continue to grow, I will be the person that I'm meant to be. And I honestly just kept it one day at a time, and I kept my faith in God, and I just kept pushing and kept pushing. But it was definitely something for years that people ask, oh, the contract is coming, the contract is coming. And I'm like, yeah, but the more and more that I blocked it out, the better it was on the back end, which is now. And like, I tried to block out all of that noise so I could focus. And, you know, now I'm just here, and I'm happy to be here.
The reaction has been happiness from the fan base that a guy like you is rewarded. Is it a little bit extra special because of the bond that you have with the fan base in the city?
I mean, honestly, man, I have nothing but love for the Bills Mafia, for Buffalo, for Eastern, Western New York, Eastern, Western, all of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you the truth. And they have done nothing but embrace me. And from coming from, not to downplay Temple, but from coming from a school like Temple, where it's not like an Alabama or an LSU, where we are giant superstars and people look up to us like with an amazing like meter, the Mafia has embraced me. And because they have embraced me and welcomed me in, I have done nothing but bounce that love and write back to them. But I haven't seen it yet. I haven't checked at my phone really. And for the Mafia, I love you. I'm here for another 4. We're going to keep growing.
Thanks, man. Congrats.
Yes, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, Dion, congrats on the extension. So pumped for you. Your teammates have also been all over Twitter congratulating you. Josh Allen said it's a snow day in August. So a lot of that going on Twitter when you check
your phone.
But you signed this contract extension during the day, so you were at the complex. What was it like to see your teammates when they knew you signed that extension? What did they say to you?
It's extremely emotional. Nothing but love, respect, just well-deserved. And it just shows that, man, like my peers here, they see how hard and I work, and they're happy for me. And there's no hate. Guys are just showing nothing but love. And I mean genuine love, that they are just saying everything that comes to it. Listen, Dion, you and deserve everything. You deserve more. And you're a leader, and we love you. And I appreciate you. And they've been saying that they're happy for and my family, that they're happy for me, personally me, and they're happy for this program. And blessed to have me here. And listen, I'm nothing but blessed, truly blessed, and I'm just nothing but thankful. And this is my team, and it's officially and my family now. So I'm ride or die.
And when did you know Buffalo was a place that you'd want to spend a decent amount of your career, if not the rest of your career?
Man, as soon as the Bills drafted me, I said, listen, this is my home. This is the place that has believed in me since day one. Through all of the question marks about me, is he big enough? Is he strong enough? Can he do it? Can he not do it? Is he really that? Is he really a second-round draft pick? Is he a third-round draft pick? When they shut all that noise out and they called at my card, I said, listen, this is my home. I'm going to give this place everything that I can possibly give. And listen, I'm here to stay.
Appreciate it, Deion. Congrats.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Deion, Matt Bovee here. Like everybody said, congratulations. Awesome news for you and your family.
Thank you.
What does it mean for you to be a franchise left tackle? You know, you're now paid as one. There's only so many of you guys. What are your responsibilities now in that role? Because as a young player, maybe there's a little bit more wiggle room for growing pains, we'll say, and now you're the guy.
Yeah. How can I say? Well, first of all, I have to earn it, you know, and just because, like, it's there, it doesn't mean that it can't disappear. And I know that about this league, and I don't take it for granted, you know. From having this contract, like, it made me, and it's only been hours, but it's made me just that much more hungrier, because we hear about guys all of the time that get paid and then they fall off. And believe me, if I can say it, I'm gonna say it. It will not be me. And I will do everything and everything to fight so it will never be me. And I'm gonna earn every bit of this contract, and I'm gonna do everything and everything that I can to help this program, this organization win on the field and off.
Once it got done, who's the first person you call or text?
My mother. I called her, and to give you guys a little bit of insight, snowmen can cry. They definitely cry, and it's all ice tears, you know. It's all love. But I called her, and she had no idea. Like, she had no idea, and I called her, and when I seen her face, I just broke out crying. And she was worried. Like, she was like, "Deion, what's wrong? What's the matter?" And of course, and my mother, she was like, "Deion, do I have to come up there right now?" And I was like, "No, Ma, no. These are happy tears. These are happy tears." And I told her, and she said, "Deion, but you did it." And I corrected her, and I said, "Mom, I didn't. I didn't do it yet, you know. Until we all win, I will truly win." And she broke out in tears. And listen, man, it's an unexplainable moment and an unexplainable experience, but I'm even sitting here, like, the emotions are right behind in this face, I'm telling you right now. But yes, and my mother was the number one draft pick for at my phone call.
Made the right choice. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Hi, Deion. Jay Skursky with the Buffalo News. You largely answered my question there, but I kind of wanted to build off of what Matt said. Sean McDermott talked today about personal responsibility that came with his contract extension. And does that kind of resonate with you now that you've got your deal? And do you sort of understand where he's coming from and what he meant by that? And do you feel that?
Yes. If I'm going to answer this right, personal responsibility just means to embrace your role, you know, just to embrace your role and to fully have an understanding of what your role is and what your piece is and what your puzzle piece is and how it's supposed to fit. And that just means that whether you're a left tackle, block like a left tackle. Whether you're a head coach, coach like a head coach. Whether you're a quarterback, be a quarterback and like a quarterback. And everybody's just supposed to do in their part and take it personal, because there's only so many of these jobs in the world. And we can never take it for granted. And the people that are here, I can promise you that we will never take it and for granted, which is why the Buffalo Bills is a special place.
And to follow on that, you've been very open about maybe taking a step back in your second season from what was a pretty promising rookie year and the struggles that you went through in your second season. What did you learn about yourself going through that, and maybe apply it to how you played last season, and then how you, moving forward, don't let something like that happen again to you in your career?
Never get comfortable with the cushion, you know. If I can give an example for it, though, never put a blanket on. Stay cold, you know, stay uncomfortable, where as if in my experience, I had a Pro Bowl, All-Pro left guard, and it was Richie. And from being next to him, there was places in my game where I could hide, whether I was lacking in this, that Pro Bowl and that All Pro and Pro guy took all of that flaw from me. And then from going to that and next year, not saying anything about anybody, but they weren't an All Pro, you know, and it just showed, you know, and I could never get comfortable and I could never get complacent and I could never sit in my seat because the chairs are in musical chairs. And I just got to understand and just continue to learn that, you know, every day isn't promised. And it doesn't matter how much money a guy gets, we're all irreplaceable. And I have to play, I have to live, I have to breathe, I have to eat, I have to do everything like it. And I have to stay on my P's and my Q's. And we just got to just hit the ground rolling and take it one day at a time.
Thank you, Deion. Congratulations.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, Deion, Sal Capaccio, WGR Radio. Congratulations. Great to see you, man. Pumped for you.
Thank you, Sal. What's up, man? Nice hat.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. And I know, I think Temple probably got Syracuse a couple times over the years. But anyway, you know, you guys have a few guys going to last year your deal, but no one has ever, you know, made any waves about it. You know, you just kind of let the process play out, if you will. And you don't see that around the league all the time. You see teams that have guys that, you know, cause distractions per se, but, you know, you never said a word. This just kind of happened. Matt's going into last year of his deal. He said, when it happens, it happens. Tre'Davious showed up. He says, hey, when it happens, it happens. Where does that come from? Why is that? Both personally and from the organization's perspective, you know, in people that you deal with.
To start, I would say that the organization knew what they were drafting. And when they got me, Matt, Trey, they knew the type of guys that we were on and off of the field. And we knew that, and they knew that we weren't greedy people, you know, that we were just lovers, hard workers, and just grinders. And it's just us, man. It's just us. And I hope that I'm answering it correct, but and we're just us, you know. And we, as young men, understand that as long as we just do what's right and do our job, the rest of the pieces will fall into place. Like, so many guys are chasing it where you really don't have to chase it. You just have to just do what you do as a professional, and the rest will fall into place. And eventually, their cards will be pulled and dealt for the right way. And that's because they're doing what they do day in and day out as a pro. Consistency and just being them.
And can I ask from the other side of things, dealing with the team, dealing with Brandon Bean, dealing with Jim Overdorff, whoever it is, contractually, your agent, their agent, the professional side of that has to be, you know, something to speak on their behalf as well, that you guys have faith that, you know, things are going well and there's good communication.
Yes. It's just great to know that those guys are also pros at what they do, like the Jim Overdorffs and the Beans and the Pagulas, like they're pros too. And they're doing and what they're doing, they have it all figured out for the most part. And they understand the process. They understand what they have to do. They understand the way to do it, which is why they're in a position to do it. And they're just going to keep taking it day at a time so everything is right, because everything has to be right for this to move the way that we want it to move. And they understand that. There's no rush. There's it's just clock in, clock out, stack days.
Thanks, man. Happy for you and your mom and your family.
Yes, thank you, Sal. Take that hat off, man. Put a Temple one on. God bless.
Hey, Deion. Josh Reed here. Congratulations on the contract.
My well dog, Josh. What's up?
Last time we talked, you referred to Eric Wood as the Godfather, right?
Yeah.
And there, you out of all the Bills offensive linemen, you've been there longer than anybody now, and you're going to be there a lot longer. Is that your role now? Are you now the Godfather? Are you the guy that, you know, guys are going to lean on, because that's what you refer to E. Wood as?
Listen, if I have to be that guy for guys to lean on, I will. But nothing changes. Nothing changes. Just what I get week from week, you know, like, that doesn't change anything. I'm still the same Deion, you know. I'm the same guy, you know what I'm saying? So, like how I told you that the godfather in the room now is Mitch. You know, Mitch is the wizard. Mitch is the brains. So, and I'm just Dion, you know, and I'm just here to help Spain, Mitch, my guys, Ty, Cody, all of us, John, all of us to continue to grow this thing as a unit, because that's the special thing about the O-line. There's really not like one leader. We're all leaders because we all play from one beat or drum line, one band and one sound, you know, and it's just a unit. So we all take pieces and we do it together. But no, I will not take anything from E. Wood. I am not the godfather. But if I have to be, I will adopt it just to make this thing work.
Hey, one last question for you. What would you tell that 10, 11, 12-year-old kid that was waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go shovel driveways?
To just know that your will to do it will pay off. And just because there's not a dramatic turnover for it, just wait. Just keep the process, trust the process. It'll keep it going. Keep doing what you're doing, and eventually it'll fall into place.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.